Welcome to the STEM Yard, a podcast of the North Carolina Science Olympiad. I'm your host, Alonzo Alexander, and today I'm chatting with North Carolina Science Olympiad Director Lisa Giacomelli and Program Coordinator Jane Carlisle about the upcoming state tournament on April 12th and 13th. Lisa, Jane, welcome back to the STEM Yard.
Hi, Alonzo. We're so excited. Hi, Jane.
Hello. Thanks for having me again.
It's great to have you both back. Jane, you've been a big hit. Every time someone comes up to me, they say, boy, that episode with Jane, she's a character. And I said, yeah, she really is. So you're very popular out here in the STEM Yard world.
What can I say? I'll take all the compliments.
We love you, Jane. You're the best.
Thank you.
Okay. So I want to get things started because we're getting ready for state tournament. And so Lisa and Jane, you got to start by telling us, what are you most excited about for this year's state tournament?
It's a really special year for us, Alonzo, for a lot of reasons, mainly because we have Jane on board. Let's be honest, because we have Jane. No, just kidding. But seriously, it's our 50th anniversary year, which really blows my mind. I mean, 50 years of North Carolina Science Olympiad, that's a huge deal. We're also really excited to debut. We have two North Carolina only trial events that have been in the works for quite some time now, sunny day flooding and quantum detanglers that we're debuting this year. So that's very exciting. Mm-hmm. And I also think worth mentioning something that makes this year extra special for all of us as we honor our dear friend and NCSO champion and advocate Conan Morgan, who we lost tragically last May. Very soon after the 2023 national tournament, we have honored him a lot this year and will continue to. We've rebranded our Spirit Award in his honor. And since he was our very well-known state tournament MC for a very long time, among a long list of other reasons, we plan to honor him at the opening ceremony this year as well.
We're a little sad, right, of course, about why we're honoring Conan, but of course we want to celebrate his contributions to Science Olympiad and his life. And so that's amazing. There's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. So
always, isn't that the nature of Science Olympiad?
Oh man. Yeah.
I'm glad you both had the time to record today's episode because you probably could be doing other things.
Maybe just a few things. We'll give you about five more minutes, Alonzo. How fast can you be here? Yeah. Let's go.
that's about all.
Lisa, there are a lot of folks curious about home base locations this year. What can you tell us about home base?
That's so funny. I mean, this question comes up constantly. If you're not, well, first of all, if you're not familiar with the Science Olympiad lingo, the home base location refers to the spot on campus where each team can kind of set up their own personal space for the day, which is important because you're there, you're building memories, you're hanging out together. You want to have a space where you can do that. So this year we are back on Miller Fields. Where are all my people who attended the state tournament last year? Because if you were there and recall, we had this exact same plan and it absolutely downpoured on us the entire day. I mean, like, yep. Stormed like crazy. It was bad.
That's right. That is right.
We were all drenched. But needless to say, we're back on Miller Field this year, or at least we're trying to be, planned to be. Just know we have a backup plan in place in case the weather turns on us again. But it can't possibly turn on us 2 years in a row, right? It can't be any worse than last year.
Right. There's absolutely no way that can happen again, right?
Oh, we shouldn't say that. It probably very well could be worse. But let's just put it out there that everyone needs to begin saying it's going to be a warm, beautiful, sunny day.
I am not a meteorologist. I know we have quite a few who have helped out with Science Olympiad. And so maybe we just need to consult a few of them before we set up on the field.
That'd be great. You work on that for us, please.
Okay, good. I will reach out to the meteorologist and get us aligned. Okay. So Jane, I want to ask you something now. This is your first time being part of the planning and working states as our new program coordinator. What is the thing that has surprised you the most?
I wouldn't say, I guess, surprised, but one thing that has impressed me is the rigor that is consistent across every event. The rigor is there, and I'm impressed by the writers of these events, and these competitors better come prepared because the rigor is there.
All right.
As it should be, right? As it should be.
100%. I mean, and it goes, that's the beautiful thing about Science Olympiad. It hits so many corners of science. And I know me and you, Alonzo, will debate physics and chemistry, but it hits so many subjects. And if anyone's, any student that's interested in any science, that goes, it goes across the board. And there's a lot of cool things going on with these events.
I mean, physics and chemistry, that's like state in Carolina, you know. I don't know if physics sees it as a rivalry. I mean, I guess chemistry does. And so I guess that counts for something. That's right. We love all the sciences here in the STEM yard. We love them all. The physics is the best. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Listen, we can't take these two anywhere. You can't put them in the same room together.
That's right. Okay. Lisa, last year, students had access to the rock climbing wall. So, got a rock climbing wall, Carmichael. Folks want to know, is it going to be available this year?
Alonzo, like, you guys, I can't talk about it. I'm devastated about this. As you know, I can't resist an opportunity to go climbing.
Yes.
But I'm heartbroken to say that the climbing wall is not available this year due to a private event, I believe. So sad, so heartbroken.
As someone who in my younger days also enjoyed a good rock climb, that is sad.
Shut up. You did?
Did, yeah, en belay.
Climb on, Alonzo.
See, I'm ready.
Surprises, surprises.
Still have some of my gear. But,
my God.
Okay. So if I am a business or if I'm an organization and I'm hearing this and I say, oh my gosh, North Carolina Science Olympiad, I want to get involved. What can I do right now at this point? How can I participate?
Oh my gosh. Join our STEM Expo. Okay. This is just a great way to share what your company is doing or your work and promote your programs and just in general connect to the North Carolina Science Olympiad community. We'll link the sign up on the show page. And it's not too late to sponsor as well. Like, sponsorships is a great way to connect with community and support the next generation of STEM leaders as well.
We will never turn people away. We always have something for them to contribute to. So we have a ton of volunteer opportunities just for the state tournament alone. So check out the sign up on our website. Come help us run all of these amazing events. There's so much. There's always something for everybody. So just reach out. Let us know you're here to help us and we'll get you something to do.
Yeah. I get asked all the time, Lisa. I'm just a member of the community who heard about Science Olympiad, and I've got a young person, and maybe I just want to kind of come by and see what it's about. Can I do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Campus is open that day. Reynolds is open that day. And if you're thinking about Science Olympiad, but you've never tried it, or you don't have a Science Olympiad team at your school, bring them out. Bring them out for the ceremony. Let them watch the awards. Come on Saturday and watch some of the engineering events happening on the floor of Reynolds. It's one thing to read it on our website about what we do and who we are and what it looks like, but to come out and live it and feel it and experience it makes a huge difference. And I guarantee you'll sign up next year once you get a sneak peek of what it's all really like.
Amazing. Now, we had Sydney Wilkerson Hill, Sid, a friend of the STEM Yard podcast, as our guest in our last STEM Yard episode, that he was going to be this year's keynote speaker at State's tournament. What was the thing about Sydney that made you say, oh my gosh, I've got to have him as the keynote?
Oh, Sydney. Well, first of all, you know I take my keynote speaker hunt very seriously, Alonzo. It's a huge responsibility. As I was considering all of these keynote speakers for this year, everyone kept saying his name and referring him to me, like everyone. And my trusted people, I'll tell you, have yet to steer me wrong. So Sydney it is. I couldn't resist the masses. But what I adore about him is that he was a Science Olympiad kid. I'm so excited for him to share how Science Olympiad has built that foundation for him and his future and his career paths. I just can't wait for the kids to hear from him.
Science Olympiad got him into chemistry, and he now runs a lab. He has an incredible lab, and he's a big deal. He's a big deal. And Science Olympiad sparked his interest in chemistry, and that's what got him into that field.
He got excited about chemistry, about STEM, doing Science Olympiad, and now he gets to talk to the next generation of potential Sydneys, right? Who are going to, take up the mantle, though not for a while, because, you know, Sydney's still got that youthful glow. I wanted to say that in case he's listening. So, Jane, this year, we talked about it in an earlier podcast episode, is Start Your Engines. How can teams get in the spirit of competition?
They can just drive a NASCAR like car up to the Science Olympiad tournament.
Right up to Reynolds. Yeah, there you go.
Right up to Reynolds and let everyone know. So we have curated a racing theme playlist on Spotify, which is true and dear to my heart. Because I grew up with NASCAR. I grew up, like, I've been to a NASCAR race. And man, was it an experience that I loved. So the playlist on Spotify, you can listen to it while practicing or while walking or traveling to states. You can also suggest your favorite songs to add. Just send us an email at ncsciencelympiad@ncsu.edu. You can also join the fun by sharing a photo of your team prepping for the upcoming state tournament. We're also celebrating 50 years of In Science Olympiad, and we would love to see former competitors, coaches, and volunteers share their old photos and tag us so we can share them. But I would say, just to go with the theme, if you got racing gear, bring your racing attire. We would love to see it.
So wear your gear. I know you can't wait for Jane and I to sport our matching pit crew jumpsuits. What are they called? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
At States. And yeah.
If you have a favorite racer or NASCAR racer, wear their shirt. It would be,
that's right.
Be great to see that.
We'd and so that. If you're not already following us, right, at NC Sci Olympiad on Facebook, Instagram, or on X, formerly known as Twitter. Yeah. All right. Speaking of the 50th anniversary, can you share with us, what does it mean to you to have achieved this milestone as an organization?
Quite honestly, I feel a huge sense of responsibility to carry this on for the many, many, many people that have come before me and built this from the ground up. For 50 years, like, it truly blows my mind to think about that. And the sheer volume of people that have contributed in some way to this. Jane and I are just honored to carry on their legacy and to pave the way for another 50 years of North Carolina Science Olympiad legacy for those people.
It was great talking to Rooney and Lorenberg and hear about the first tournament and how much it has grown and how these people have just really contributed to this organization. Rooney, Manley, Jason Painter, and everyone else.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, there are so many people connected to Science Olympiad. There's so many people who just want to see this organization do well. All the thousands of students. It's when you try to wrap your head around all the people that this program has touched, boy, it's pretty amazing.
It really is.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to share with the StemYard audience about the upcoming state tournament? I'm opening the floor.
It's so easy to get caught up in the logistics and the schedules and the winning, and you really forget to slow down and just enjoy the weekend. You know, like, you're making lasting memories with your teammates, your coaches, your families, your partners. You're really building your character when you're competing in experiences like this. So just embrace it. Take time to look around. Enjoy the campus, right? Don't be so worried about getting from one event to the next that you forget to enjoy the beautiful campus that you're on and just enjoy each other. You'll eventually forget what medal or trophy you earned at States in 2024, but I guarantee you will not forget the memories that you make. So don't lose sight of that.
Have fun. Just have fun. Some of these students are seniors in high school, and this is kind of their last hurrah together. Remember it. Enjoy it. Soak it in, because you're not going to have this group again and this connection that you have. Have fun.
What a great, great note to leave it on. Make sure to have fun. Oh, boy, that is a wonderful sentiment. Lisa, Jane, back in the STEM yard, getting us ready for the North Carolina Science Olympiad State Tournament. So exciting. Woo, so exciting. We're ready. Are you guys ready?
No. Absolutely not.
We're going to be there, and we're also going to have some fun. We are not going to get so caught up that we forget to have fun, too. So, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's right. And I will make sure to submit a song for the playlist. I'm already thinking about what I want to throw on there.
Don't forget your jumpsuit. Pit crew jumpsuit, Alonzo.
Okay. We'll see if that, if my, my jacket still fits.
I'm sure I can find one. I'm sure my dad has what I can give to you.
Okay, good, very good.
Go Lisa, big or go home, you know?
That's right. That's right.
All right. Lisa Giacomelli, Executive Director of North Carolina Science Olympiad, and Jane Carlisle, Program Coordinator for Science Olympiad, thanks so much for joining us again here in the STEM Yard.
Thanks, Alonzo. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
And we just wanted to let you know, the STEM Yard will be at States again this year. If you're interested in being interviewed for the State Tournament podcast episode, please contact our producer, Valerie Bass, at vabass@ncsu.edu, or see our show notes for more information. Thanks for joining us today in the STEM Yard. On behalf of the North Carolina Science Olympiad, I would like to take a moment and acknowledge the 2023 State Tournament sponsors. A big thank you to our sponsors, Wolfspeed and ABB. Our program is also supported by Duke Energy Foundation, Eastman Chemical, the Corning Foundation, Pharma, Optimum, and General Dynamics. Event materials were donated by Carolina Biological Supply Company. We're excited that we have your support and cannot wait to celebrate with you at the upcoming state tournament. Supporters like you allow us to pursue our mission of building the STEM workforce of the future. For more information on the state tournament, visit our website at ncscienceolympiad.ncsu.edu. The STEM Yard is a production of the Science House at North Carolina State University. Our show is produced by Valerie Bass, with assistance from the North Carolina Science Olympiad. We're supported by funding from the Backyard Foundation. I'm your host, Alonzo Alexander. Catch us again in the STEM Yard, where science is our playground.